We're going towards the end of Mechaleyakim. This is the one thing we're going to get Chalavakim. We saw like a whole sugya Chalavakim, all different stuff, and Pre-Chalavakim, Zer Moshe, and Bimachim, and Miko. So some of you, we have to learn the sugya. You might be changing your anahaga, what you're doing till now. Some of you might decide you were being Miko inside, maybe you want to be Machmer. Some of you who Machmer decide now you want to be Miko after learning the sugya. And the question is, if you are, let's go both start them. I want to see if it's Nagei. Is anyone over here deciding that they want to?
Definitely.
In terms of those who decide to, from Bimeko to be Machmer, I would just recommend taking, if you do it Achumra, you should do it Petor Blineder. And, you know, what's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is the Avashasad Chak. Or Nafkamina is. Somebody told me that he asked Mayor Stern about in terms of being Machmer, and he said, yeah, yes, you should be Machmer. But he said that you shouldn't do like impose on like your in-laws and your parents if it's inconvenient for them or it's hard for them. Or so like if you live in like the tri-state area, it's not just a big deal, but unless they think it's a big deal, but you know, but such as somebody lives out of town, it could be difficult, it could be imposing. So you know, b'chei gabna, if you were new and now you want to be Machmer.
If you want to be
Machmer
just for a
Shas and
Chak, is that
it? No, in terms of you're Machmer, in terms of being
Makel. So, in terms of Machmer.
What do you say?
What about imposing it on your wife and kids?
So, there, I'll say the two dinim klapei that. There's one din that. No, it's like this. Kids, I don't really issue. What's the issue? What the hell do they?
10-year-old kids, I don't know.
They have a major opinion on the matter?
Yeah. No, they're eating the Reese's peanut butter cup. 10-year-old kids in America, these things are like Mackie Bay.
No, Reese's peanut butter cup. So in terms of your wife, it depends. If she doesn't want to do it, then bizarre, you know, whatever, you know, just because you learned something, you want to be machmer on something, then you don't have to impose it on your wife. People always there. It's a mistake which a lot of like young in your life, especially Balei Halacha make, like they feel like, come on, they learn something and then they do it, they feel like wife has to do it, and if wife doesn't do it, then like what is this? Is this a marriage? Like, I understand, like, I see Machmer and she's make, doesn't make any sense. And, you know, and what's going on? It's just 100% not like that. Writer, it is better if you always do everything on the same page, but it's not a problem. If you want to be Machmer, she wants to be Mako, it's not a problem in the house with the kids and things like that, because it just, as long as there's respect in the house, it doesn't make a difference. If you do that, she does that, as long as there's respect to each other, you know, it's irrelevant, it doesn't make a difference. Against them. I was Machmer, I was Mako. It's not be soy bechafsa, not bechafsa. A problem. Remember when I was a younger man? So if you should do it, you should take it on. But right, the Torah b'li neder, and if the shas l'chag or something, then
if you only do it for shas l'chag, you need a heter.
No, because I'm no. Okay, no. Again, Chemes Akim. Back to Sukkim. Chemes Akim quickly. Chemes Akim. The Rambam brings down the Chalik Shushinim. Chemes not Muskar and Gemara. Chemes Akim is a Ferish Gemara. Chemes Akim is not Muskar and Gemara. And the Shai is what's going to be halacha by Chemes Akim. So the Rambam brings down. He says some goyim say it's mutter because what's the reason Gvinas Akim is asu? It's for different reasons. It's your maimed or kervis in the vela, but are you not maimed? Number one. The svar of chazer is not nageya. The svar of gila is not nageya. The svar of. So for the Rambam exam, they weren't guys on chema because chalotam is not. Also, chalotam is not aimed. We don't have to worry about the milk that came from chalavakim because chalotam is not aimed and you can't make butter from it. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. Mixas going to masum and they circle to chalav shishuba. Some going to masterd. Shakum shachem in merv. It's not merv mechema. We have the mutai, and therefore chayish shen by chalav tamei. Therefore, some place can bar machmer because they're chayish for the tatsuche chalav. So this is the first two shidas. The way the going like tells like the sugeis is we still machlekes like Rashi teisus. So what's pshat when the Gemara says like Venus Akim yevshul le tatsuche chalav? What's he said a davar? Rashi says that we're worried about maybe there's going to be milk inside. Inside, you make the cheese, and there's going to be tzuchei chalav. In fact, this is chisheita. No one in the world will do such a thing, and there's no tzad that he's going to put in milk. He's finally making cheese, and therefore there is no chash, and this is a hemshech of the other svara of giloi, and nothing to do with the akuda of tzuchei chalav. That's machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Subshan Rashi. See, subshan Rashi is one of a couple of malach. When malach was some safer, it's a gzeira, even though there's no chash. One more part of malach Rashi is that maybe the person did it for milk, and then afterwards changed his mind and made cheese into it, and therefore that's what he chayshes for. The going says maybe in the kalim had some milk in it, and therefore to chayshes for the tzuchei chalav, and therefore it's going to be awesome. Hashem going to go to Tosfos. There is no such chash. The going says the machlekes the goinim whether it's mutter aser is this machlekes. If you hold gvinas akum, there's a chash of tzuchei chalav. Why gvinas akum is a chash? Aye, it's not mayim and it doesn't, and it's no good. Still a chayshish. Bein ha'arfi, a chayshish. So the way chama is going to be the same gzeira, and it's going to be awesome. Hashem gave you like toisvus, that there's no chashash. So therefore over here, there's not going to be any chashash, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So getzer, machlokes, goyinim, the goyin says, the goyinim, whether they answered chemes akim, the way the goyinim, just like the machlokes is, are we chayshish tzuchay chalav, or we're not chayshish tzuchay chalav. Now the Rambam is a little bit of a middle shita. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says that if you bought chem and akim and you cooked it, then no tzitzei chalav is going to be mutter. If you go ahead and cook it, it's going to be mutter. So what's on the Rambam? Rambam says if I go ahead and cook it, it's going to be mutter. In fact, the Rambam, I can go ahead and cook it. Like, you know, why does this thing work? But gvinas akim, we don't say if you cook it and take it out, it's going to be mutter. There's a gzeira. So what's the pshat over here that I could go ahead and cook it and make a mutter? So the taitz in the Rambam is that if I according to the Rambam, it's not the etz of gvinas akim, he's masking maybe the ikar chashash is not out the chalav shaboy, maybe it's out the maimed archivist and the veil, that's the ikar chashash of gvinas akim. Nervas by chemis, therefore by chemis akim, you don't have the etzim gzeiras chazal. Nervas, what do you have? Maybe we have our own chashash. Maybe there is in the chemah, there are tzitzuchi chalav over there, and it's ben and snicker, and therefore it's going to be awesome. But it's not the etzim gzeiras chazal. Therefore, if you see it and snicker, you have a problem. If you go in and cook it and it's not there anymore, then it's going to be mutter because it's not etzim gzeira. Elamai, there's a chashash. Once it's cooked out, there's no chashash. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. That's pshat the Rambam. Now, the place going to bother, according to the Rambam, is mutter lechachila to go ahead and cook it or not? Loshon Rav is kamachor adavar to go ahead, mishum chashash, iser. To go ahead and cook it. And the Shai is according to the Rambam, it was mutter to go ahead and cook it or not. So first we say it brings on Lashon, then maybe it's only be diavet. If you cooked it, it's mutter. Now to cook it, it's going to be asr. Why should be asr to go ahead and cook it? As a kal, you're not about to listen to the chachila. And therefore, by cooking it, that's maybe technically asr, or outside. Therefore, Shai bitos the chachila, and therefore, maybe it should be asr. And then Beis Yosef says that, why is inkamas to levato? You're not trying to levato. It's a suffix if it's there, and you're not trying to levato. You're just trying to get rid of it. Then it's not going to be a problem. So how are we passing kapi chemes akim? So the chaver says a lesson like this: chemes lo yochavim im moicha shalokin dangi beheter. What does that sound like? Not moicha if you're not beheter. Mashma that would be a side. It should be machmer. We're not moicha if you go ahead and be meka. Why? Because that's shita of the goyim. Maybe there's no iser. Right by nokim dangi beiser in lashanis. So mokim shein minog. If there's no minhag, what's going to be the halacha? Im bishlash, so you can call it as mitaris. Now that's the chaver, it sounds like it's being machmer. If there's no minhag, and I cook it, it's being mutter. Why? It's similar to the Rambam, that if you cook it, it's being mutter. They're chaykum on the Rambam. It's a tzirif there. We have some Jesus old, chemes hakim b'chaz mutter. Plus, we have the Rambam also, once you cook it, it's going to be mutter. Therefore, the chaver wants to say, b'malkim, that you cook it out, then it's going to be mutter, and the Rambam brings down the law, go ahead and mutter. L'chalchila, you let it go ahead and cook it. So, kids, halacha l'mayis comes l'chemes akim. It sounds like bikaron where you are machmer. If there's no minhag, if you go ahead and cook it out, then maybe technically it will be mutter. But beside in the right place, l'chemes akim, we're going to have to be machmer. Now, benegeya, just a couple other things quickly. Just finish up the sugya. Benegeya, we spoke kadashis last time. I don't remember kadashis whether it's isha or not. So, Moshe and Shuvah writes that kadashis. His noita first to say that kadashis maybe doesn't go to me as hakim. Why? Because there's no amada to it. Then he says, if you do amada, he says, the reason I've been doing the amada is not because it does a better job, it's just because it does it quicker. Therefore, he says that maybe this shouldn't be an issue. Benegeya it. But then there's another issue, what's with the tzitzuchi chalav? There's a maisa, maybe you have two chishas that there's going to be milk inside of it. So the maisa, the maskana of maisa is that, ain lumchis biyad mekilim, and make it maybe it's mutter and look it's beyond makilim. You have to be meicha. That's so much.
What happens to
So it's telling Rashi Taisus a little bit. So Sukhi Chalav is not so clear and Machlokes therefore whatever. Now the other Paiskim are Machma. They say, what do you mean? So Sukhi Chalav Machlokes for it. You see by Chama. The Goyim is Machlokes. That's Machlokes. Two sheets by Chama, right? The two sheets by Chama with mutter Asa and they get them by Chama being like the Lachmer according to the Goyim. So just come out. Should be Chishit Tzitzit Chalav and therefore want to be Machma. The OU claims that Henkin was Musa there. Henkin to be Mekel and that's always a minute to be Mekel and therefore the OU is Mekel on OU is Mekel on it. Benegeya Wei. What? Like, Benegeya Wei. So Wei is something which it comes from the Gvina, from the stuff left over from the Gvina. it's the question is a shaila of Venus Akam or not. So Ramayson Shuva writes that mitzad etzem sugya, mitzad etzem thing, he says mitzad Kalav Akam is not Kalav Akam because it's cheese. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem with Kalav Akam. It's like Gvina's Akam is not a problem because it's not the actual Gvina. It's not something which you, it's just the stuff which rises from the Gvina. And it's not something which is the actual, which you do Amadda to. And therefore, Gvina is no Amadda, therefore, it should not be a problem with Gvina's Akam. What's the Keshayla? The Keshayla is, if they cook it up together with the cheese, so therefore, maybe they're oblius of. They're oblius of Gvina's Akam, and therefore, being oblius Akam, is going to be awesome. So the Sheva Levin Shuva is Machmer. He says that being that they cook it up, therefore you have to be Machmer because it's the Belias, the Gvinas Akam, they have to go ahead and be Machmer. Ramoshin Shuva wants to be Mekel because he wants to say that it's not Gvinas Akam. It's not Gvinas Akam. I, the Belias of the Gvinas Akam, so Ramoshin goes with his say that he said a couple of times that the Gvinas Akam only comes also when it gets to the Yad Yisrael. Kozman is by the Goy, there's no Issa Gvinas Akam yet. Therefore, if the goy cooked it up, so at that point right now, it's not also yet. It's not a dover shabbat iser yet. It's because it's not bad yisrael, it's going to be bad goy. So goy cooked it, therefore, the nobilius of Gvinas Akam at this point, being that there's nobilius of Gvinas Akam at this point, therefore, it never came necessary. Now we're in a matzav where it's not Gvinas Akam, and therefore, Moshe wants to be makel, wants to be makel based on that, and he says that it's not going to be a problem. So whey is something which they put in a lot of different foods and candies and things like that. You know, Moshe's Mekel and others, they want, you know, Sheva Levin and others want to be Machmer. What are you asking me about?
Cream cheese.
Oh, lactose. So lactose, Rabbi Asher has a tshuva, he says a lactose, if he says... And lactose is, people take it for, yeah.
It's something that your body levels
produces,
out.
Produces, yeah. So people take lactose pills. So two shaylas. The shayla basal chalv dig a shayla, and the shayla chalv akim dig a shayla. So Rabbi Asher Mitzvah Vein Ein Gimel, he writes, the lactose which I take from my chalv, he says, mutter, two reasons. He says, number one, the chalv nesuch is chalv. And also it's only megvina. He says it's mutter, and he says it's not going to be a problem. If it's not really made from chalav, it's from made chalav. It's not actually made from actual chalav. So Vyash says that it's not a problem with chalav, not a problem of 6 hours, and it's not going to be a problem. Even if it's made from chalav mam, there's a lot of places to make it. They say it's not real. It's totally nifsal. It's totally nishtana. It's not a meichel anymore. It's a totally different thing. It means totally nishtana. Therefore, it's definitely not going to make you milchiks. That for sure will make you milchiks because it's totally nishtana. It's not in the tzura of chalav anymore. But again, chalav is still chalav akam. It's a little more of a kua because it started off something. Now the question is, does it stay aser? Because it was chalav akam and stays aser, or stay aser or does it stay not? That's a kua, which has a little bit to do with how much. What?
Wasn't that the same as part
of right? How much you're machmer on all that, you know, and you know how much you're machmer all that. Fine. Okay.
How are you applying lactose?
What's with cream cheese?